Merging with Shiva, Lesson 281, 14 Regions of Consciousness. Hindu scriptures speak of three worlds, 14 worlds, and countless worlds. These are different ways to describe Shiva's infinite creation. Of the 14 worlds, 7 are counted as rising above the earth, and 7 as descending below it. Correspondingly, there are 14 great nerve centers in the physical body, in the astral body, and in the body of the soul. These centers are called chakras in Sanskrit, which means wheels. These spinning vortexes of energy are actually regions of mind power, each one governing certain aspects of the inner man, and together they are the subtle components of people. When inwardly perceived, they are vividly colorful and can be heard. In fact, they are quite noisy, since color, sound, and energy are all the same thing in the inner realms. When awareness flows through any one or more of these regions, the various functions of consciousness operate, such as the functions of memory, reason, and willpower. There are 6 chakras above the Muladhara chakra, which is located at the base of the spine. When awareness is flowing through these chakras, consciousness is in the higher nature. There are 7 chakras below the Muladhara chakra, and when awareness is flowing through them, consciousness is in the lower nature. In this Kali Yuga, most people live in the consciousness of the 7 force centers below the Muladhara chakra. Their beliefs and attitudes strongly reflect the animal nature, the instinctive mind. We want to lift our own consciousness and that of others into the chakras above the Muladhara. This brings the mind out of the lower nature into the higher nature. We do this through personal sadhana, prayer, meditation, right thought, speech, and action, and love of Lord Shiva, who is all in all. The Muladhara chakra, the divine seat of Lord Ganesha, is the dividing point between the lower nature and the higher nature. It is the beginning of religion for everyone, entered when consciousness arrives out of the realms below Lord Ganesha's holy feet. The physical body has a connection to each of the 7 higher chakras through plexus of nerves along the spinal cord and in the cranium. As the Kundalini force of awareness travels along the spine, it enters each of these chakras, energizing them and awakening turn each function. In any one lifetime, man may be predominantly aware in 2 or 3 centers, thus setting the pattern for the way he thinks and lives. He develops a comprehension of these 7 regions in a natural sequence, the perfection of one leading logically to the next. Thus, though he may not be psychically seeing the spinning forces within himself, man nevertheless matures through memory, reason, willpower, cognition, universal love, divine sight, and spiritual illumination. It may help as we examine each of these centers individually to visualize man as a 7-storied building, with each story being one of the chakras. Awareness travels up and down in the elevator, and as it goes higher and higher, it gains a progressively broader, more comprehensive, and beautiful vista. Reaching the top floor, it views the panorama below with total understanding, not only of the landscape below, but also of the relation of the building to other buildings and of each floor to the next. In Sanatana Dharma, another analogy is used to portray the chakras, that of a lotus flower. This flower grows in lakes and pools, taking root in the slimy mud below the surface where no light penetrates. Its stem grows upward toward the light until it breaks the surface into fresh air and sunshine. The energy of the sun then feeds the bud and leaves until the delicate lotus blossom opens. The first chakra is called the root chakra, Muladhara. Awareness takes root in the baser instincts of human experience and then travels through the waters of the intellect, becoming more and more refined as it evolves, until finally it bursts into the light of the superconscious mind, where it spiritually flowers into the 1008 petal lotus chakra at the top of the head. By examining the functions of these seven great force centers, we can clearly cognize our own position on the spiritual path and better understand our fellow man. Om Namah Shivaya.